practice. You just heard an arrangement of Psalm 103, Praise to the Lord the Almighty, from our guest organist, Ernest Whitmore. We're very happy to have Ernest with us tonight to help us break in our new organ. Raquel and I have known Ernest for over 20 years from our JVU days, and he's the organist at First United Methodist here in Springdale and also at Peace Lutheran in Rogers, so we're very excited to have him here with us and helping us tonight. He's going to, you'll hear him pull out all the stops, that's an organ joke, for us on Psalm 90 later. So I'd like to take just a few minutes to talk through our service tonight. Our theme is the Psalms, and hopefully you all got one of these bulletins. We broke the service down into four main sections. So we're going to start with praise and thanksgiving because it's November. And then we're going to go into confession and assurance. So this section we use David's Psalm 51 as kind of a pattern for how we can confess our sin. And then an ever-present help. We'll go through sections that talk about the Lord as our helper. And then our eternal hope. And we'll talk about God's eternal plan for our lives and heaven above. So we just are glad that you're here. We welcome you. We're going to start off tonight just by reading Psalm 100, and then the choir's going to come and sing for us. So Psalm 100, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting and his faithfulness to all generations. Choir, if you would come. Sing number two in your hymnals, Praise to the Lord the Almighty.
Praise to the Lord the Almighty, the King of Kings.
Thank you. You may be seated. If the choir can come back up, and if you all stand, turn to number 331. We're going to read together Psalm 51, and then the choir is going to sing a song that's based on three of the verses out of Psalm 51, and another that's based off of a verse of Psalm 51. But we'll read this together. The choir is going to read along with the leader part, and the congregation will respond with the bold text on number 331. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Thank you. You may be seated.
Have no fear, I'm not going to sing. Just grateful for the variety of musicians we have. My task is to read Psalm 130, so I'm going to do that before these guys sing next. This is one of the songs of ascents. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul does wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning, indeed more than the watchman for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is loving kindness, and with him is abundant redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
Sure. love.